A company that turns uranium from Russian nuclear bombs into fuel for American nuclear power plants is in financial trouble and apparently wants Russia's government to bail it out, NPR's Dan Charles reports.
Most people probably don't think about it when they flip on a light switch, but half of all the nuclear power in America comes from uranium that used to be in Russian bombs. As part of a deal between the U.S. and Russian governments, Russia sells tons of enriched uranium from its stockpile each year for use in American nuclear power plants. In exchange, hundreds of millions of dollars flow back to people working at Russian nuclear factories. And Tom Neff, a physicist at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, who dreamed up this deal nearly a decade ago, says that money makes the world a safer place. It buys some assurance that Russian uranium, the people who guard it and the people who know how to make it, can make a living and don't wander off to parts unknown.
The guards, the technicians, the janitors are all paid, essentially, to undo what they did during the Cold War. And if that revenue stream is cut off, essentially we'll have desperate people looking to do other things to feed their kids.
How much money flows to these people, though, depends on how much money the U.S. Enrichment Corporation, or USEC, is willing to pay. USEC, which used to be owned by the U.S. government, is the only U.S. company allowed to buy uranium from Russia. And right now, USEC wants the Russians to cut their price. Industry experts say it's not that USEC is losing money on the deal. Even at the current price, USEC makes a hefty profit on Russian uranium. To put some numbers on the situation, USEC is currently charging its customers, utilities that run nuclear power plants, about $105 for each standard unit, called a SWU, of enriched uranium. It's currently paying the Russians just $90 per SWU. But USEC wants the Russians to drop the price to about $75 or $80 a SWU, amounting to a price cut of $100 million a year. The real problem is USEC doesn't just buy Russian uranium and resell it. It also manufactures enriched uranium itself. And according to market analysts, USEC loses money on that part of its business. James Malone, a vice president of Exelon, an electric utility that operates many nuclear power plants, says that's because USEC's nuclear fuel factory in Paducah, Kentucky, is old and inefficient.
So they're trying to buy low from the Russians to balance out the production from that plant so that they can actually sell at the prices they put into contracts with the utilities.
Malone doesn't think that's at all fair.
Why should we be basically asking the Russian government to subsidize the operations of USEC?
Malone would like to bypass USEC, go directly to the Russians, and offer them a better deal. But he's not allowed to because of USEC's exclusive arrangement. Exelon recently sent a letter to President Bush asking that this rule be changed to allow competition.
It would assure the Russians of fair and competitive prices for the material they're selling, which is going to continue their interest in participating in the program.
The Russian Minister of Atomic Energy recently complained in a letter to the Bush administration that USEC's demands could jeopardize the entire uranium deal, which some consider a crucial safeguard against the spread of nuclear weapons. The U.S. government hasn't responded publicly and appears unsure what to do. USEC, for its part, says the flow of Russian uranium to the U.S. is in no danger at all. According to USEC's spokesman, Charles Ulish, the negotiations are moving along nicely.
We're really making progress. Both parties have an interest in a positive outcome. This is big income for Russia, and this is a big part of our fuel supply that we sell to utilities. So we're both motivated to come to a solution on this soon.
Others are skeptical. John Longenecker, an independent analyst of uranium markets, says USEC needs a huge subsidy to survive, more than the Russians would be willing to provide. It's more likely, he suggested, that USEC's days in the nuclear fuel business are numbered.
USEC is the high-price supplier, and the high-price supplier is the one that is always at the most disadvantage.
But if USEC does convince Russian suppliers to come to its aid in the form of cheaper uranium, MIT's Tom Neff has another fear. Many Russians will be outraged at a deal that sends their country's hard-won uranium abroad at cut-rate prices. There could be accusations of corruption. The uranium deal is a fragile arrangement, he says. It wasn't easy to convince the Russian government to sell off bomb-grade uranium in the first place. And if the deal does fall apart, it could be like Humpty Dumpty, impossible to put back together again. Dan Charles, NPR News, Washington.